Okay, folks, I'm down here this time. So I'm going to ask you this. This is going to be more of an R-rated show, I'm going to say. I might slip on a few things. I'll just put it that way. So if you're publicizing this all over the place or you got kids in the background, you might want to mute it a little bit just in case. So I'm not going to throw any F-bombs or anything. A couple of little things might slip, but you'll understand here in a second. But first off, I just want to say happy birthday to my son. He's Patrick. He is 30 today. And, dude, I am so proud of you. And he recently got married as well. So congratulations to you and Maggie. But happy birthday, bud. Love you to death. So, okay, let's get over to today's show. Here's what I want to talk about. Mortgage rates, they dropped. And some people said this morning when I said, hey, mortgage rates are going to plunge. And I hate using that word, but I use that word. And they're like, oh, they're not moving. They didn't do anything. Well, you had to wait a little bit. I'm going to say an eighth of a rate cut in rates in a day. That's pretty good. Okay, so let's go to the headlines that we want to see, because I want you to understand what's coming up tomorrow and actually what's happening in the background right now, because we have the Dow Jones. It's getting killed right now. But let's go to the headlines so you guys can understand. My apologies. I know when I turn my head, you guys can't hear me. But as you guys come on board, if you guys would please just give me a thumbs up. Let me know if you can hear me okay and or see me okay. If you can't, give me words of wisdom on one way or another. I don't have a moderator today. Usually Pat does this for me, but he's working behind the scenes. We're really busy right now, folks, so he's doing that right now. So let's get over to it. Joe V, thanks for joining me today, bud. And if you're the Joe V that I just emailed a little bit ago, I'm going to show you some great news here in a second, bud. Let's get over to the news that we have today. Well, I want to focus in on what's happening today because it's a far cry from where we were on Wednesday. So the Federal Reserve came in Wednesday, and they actually didn't cut rates. And remember last September when they came in and they cut rates 50 basis points, and within days, rates went up 1%. So now we're seeing they came in and didn't cut rates, and rates are now starting to really drop. I'm not saying this, is this a plunge? Well, you guys determine what it is, but it's a pretty darn good move for one day. And clients, borrowers like our homeowners, like Joe that's joining us today. Thanks again, Joe, for joining us. He's looking at refinancing, and I don't mean to be exposing you, Joe, but, he's just trying to find that, exact point on when it makes the most sense to do it. And we've been going back and forth for probably a month or so, and that's fine with me, folks. I'm not here to rush in anything. If you're looking to buy a house, God bless you. I'm not going to say your market area is good or bad. I'm here to help you facilitate the transaction. That's all I'm here for, and to guide you down the right path. So that's my whole goal in this whole business, and that's my goal in life a lot of times. So if you've ever visited with me or spoke with me, you might understand. So let's get over to today's headlines that we're going to see. So here's what we're seeing. And guys, it's a freaking mess out there. Okay, so if you look at this, we had a jobs market. The Federal Reserve came in. What did they say on Wednesday? They're like, okay, well, really, until we see the jobs market starting to deteriorate, we're just on hold. Well, they got it today. There was not only a pretty shitty jobs number today, the revisions were huge. 250,000 jobs just kind of went poof. Where'd they go? And it looks like President Trump might be firing the person who does all the statistics on this things. Because where was the ball dropped on this thing? So the job market is showing much more cracks than we were looking at, and that's going to be addressed here soon. So here's what we have. U.S. job market shows cracks. Is it completely crumbling right now? No. The jobs, the unemployment ticked up from 4.1 to 4.2. This might increase some things a little bit. We're not going to see a huge, and this is my estimations, folks, we're not going to see a huge spike in unemployment. AI is going to play a big part of this. The government getting downsized is going to play a huge part of all this as well. So a lot of these dynamics have to be factored into these things. So let's get over to it. So that's one piece of the puzzle that we have. And then President Trump did it again, and he did something with tariffs again. And we'll take a little bit of a dive into this as well. So we got that. And then it looks like Russia might be moving some boats over to our territories. So could this be maybe a tsunami thing that's going on? Or could they be crazy enough to kind of come over here and start some kind of World War III? Don't know. I'm not predicting it, folks. I'm thinking the otherwise. But a lot of this news is actually doing this to the markets right now. So if you have any our stocks right now, you're not in good shape, because we have basically the equity markets across the board tumbling. And I, you know, a 1%, 2% drop. Okay, we've had major, massive returns on this. It's kind of like some of those home markets where you saw Austin, Texas going up 50% in 2 years, and then you have a little bit of a pullback. Okay, I'm not saying this is a crash when you have it at all-time highs, but it's a pullback. Here's the concern right here. The VIX. Remember I always say this needs to be in the teens a couple days ago, or maybe yesterday. This was maybe 14 or 15. This is now up 25%. So they're saying the markets are getting jittery. So let's get over to why they're getting jittery. But here's the good news of all this. So, you know, Joe was one of our clients that reached out today saying, hey, Dan, what are rates looking like today? So thanks, Joe, for reaching out and actually reminded me this is what we saw in the bond market. So if you guys follow me daily or once a week or whenever, hopefully you understand how this stuff works. Okay, what you're seeing on the market or the board right here is a mortgage bond. Okay, here's what's happening today. Because of all this chaos, the normal market cycles, and thank goodness it's a normal market. Well, I won't say it's a normal market because we have the Federal Reserve key plays in here that I'll get to in a second. But when you have a market like this where Russia, there's uncertainties there, the job market looks like it's really coming down, you have tariff threats, then what's it going to do to inflation? Here's what a normal market does. Equities sell off massively. And a lot of times we don't see that, but then again, the next day we'll see it pump right back up. And then what happens is people move their money into bonds. And that's exactly what they're doing today in hordes. Okay, this market is up 62 ticks. Now, here's what I want to reach out to a lot of homeowners right now. Not home, you know, home buyers, this should be a long-term endeavor for you. You shouldn't just buy the rate because, okay, the rate's hit 6.5, now I need to buy. No, that's not the way to do this. But let's talk to homeowners right now. If you have a rate at 7.5 or more, let's look at some of the numbers, and maybe it's time for you to do this now. Maybe it's not, and those are things that we can discuss. But here's what we're going to look at. Here's the bond market, and here's what happened in the past where a lot of people missed the opportunity to refinance. So again, when these prices go up, so when you see the chart up here, that is good news. That means the price of a bond, when you're seeing the price of a bond go up, that means rates are coming down. The bigger the adjustment, well, the bigger, obviously, the rates are going to come down. This is a mortgage bond, so that's what it's detailed. This is actually mortgage rates are coming down at this time, and that's why you're seeing that rally right through here. That's actually pushing down rates an eighth of a percent. I nailed this one this morning. I said, if you watch this morning's video, I said, we'll probably see about probably up to an eighth of a percent cut in rates, and we saw that right on the button. So I lucked out and called that one. Okay, so that's what we're seeing. So here's what I want you guys to see, and hopefully you can see me when I turn my head. If you look at a one-month chart, we're at a high. Okay, so that's fantastic. So we're at a one-month low in rates. When you go over to here, it looks like we're right at the focal point. See the cap right there? See where this line is capping right through here, where it hits there? It almost hits over here, that trend line. We're stuck right there. Okay, so we need to get through that, and we did today. Look, we're at 100.05. So can this hold and the rally continued? Let's go out 6 months. So here's where we are. So if the rally continues, our next point is probably going to be right up to about here. And that's going to be another 50 basis points or 50 basis points here, which could be another eighth of a percent off on your rate. So you might see rates down a quarter, maybe a little bit more over the next few days. Now, this could be short-lived. Let's go over the data that we're seeing and why the market's reacting like this. And this is where I want you guys to be concerned. Right through here, the Trump Trump outlines sweeping new tariffs. Okay, that's great headlines, but if you dig down through here, and the only time's going to tell, this might be another time where he just throws a hand grenade into the room, watches it explode, come into something, and says, okay, let's renegotiate. And that's the common theme here. But when we get these reprieves, especially in rates, folks, this is when you need to take advantage of it. So you're going down through here, and we got, you know, he did it to Canada and Mexico. I think this is just a pissing match that they'll get through eventually. The European Union's, this is kind of all over the map, but it seems like as of the other day or latter part of last week, there was great progress there, and it looks like that has been done okay, and everybody's happy with that. Same thing with United Kingdom. India, a little bit of a different story there, but we don't import a lot from, well, This will get rectified as well. Japan, another thing that was rectified. And Indonesia, there's not a bunch of trade there. So all that's really behind the scenes now is China and maybe a couple other places. So a lot of the places that they're most likely going to look at is, if it's a big player, it's going to be temporary. And if it's an irrelevant player, it's irrelevant. Okay, so that's my take on it. And folks, these are just my opinions. So that's what I'm thinking. So can the tariff threat be just like another daily tweet or event? It could be. And that's, again, don't look a gift horse in its mouth right now with where rates are going. All right, let's go to the jobs market. Now, this thing is a complete mess. All right, how do you miss these? How do you miss these so bad? So in a revision over the last 60 days, there was a loss of 250,000 jobs. Now, where are they going to come from? What happened? All this other stuff. The time's going to tell. Is this a blip? Is it an anomaly? I think it should be. That data should be a huge piece of the government data. Because when you go back, we've known basically since what, February or March, thousands upon thousands of government workers are taking early retirement, getting out of the workforce, or got let go. Those numbers really never spiked the unemployment numbers. This is where, you know, some of the numbers just don't make any sense. And then the job growth, I don't understand some of the numbers they're coming up with, but hopefully somebody kind of finally gets to the bottom of this. So that's what we're seeing in the jobs market. Could this be another revision the next time or what? You know, that's what we're going to have to focus in on. But this now is now giving basically as much gunpowder, or I take that back, don't mean to say it that way, scrap that, in next nay, cut it, I didn't mean, basically gives our president a little more oomph to when he says, okay, Fed, you need to cut rates. You've been waiting for inflation to spike. It hasn't spiked. It jumped up a little bit, and my expectations, again, folks, I've been here adamant, I was expecting an increase in our inflation of up to 0.03 adjustment on the max. So if we were at 2.3, I was expecting it to be maybe go to 2.6, okay, around that range. And then on the jobs report, well, this is going to come down to it, but now we got to see how these numbers come in. But now it's saying, okay, Fed, you got the inflation, not the inflation spike you wanted, but now the jobs are starting to crater, so we got to do something. And now it's up to them. Remember, they said they don't care about GDP and political stuff. Now they're seeing the job market retreat. Inflation isn't spiking out of control. They're going to have no option but to cut. And I'm going to show you some major revisions in the Federal Reserve, what their expectations are on the next couple months on if they're going to cut or not. And there was a big move between yesterday and today. Here's another piece of the puzzle that's happening today, and this is going to have to play out as well. But when you get this combination of news with the other, that's why you have a catastrophic day where stocks and equities are plummeting, and you got the bond market really kicking up, getting up, giving us in the real estate market or the mortgage industry an opportunity to help more and more borrowers. But here's Donald Trump moves nuclear subs in response to Russia's official remarks. I don't know what those remarks are. I didn't take a deep dive. I'm going to dive into this more and more so we don't have just, okay, I heard this, somebody said this at a coffee shop. So we'll make sure before we post any really missed data there, we'll bring you up to date over the weekend on that, on what's going on there. So now let's get over to the Federal Reserve, and this, all this data was updated today. There is really nothing coming in next week. Here's next week's calendar, folks. So if you go through here, there is some jobs numbers again at the end of next week, but if you look at it as a whole, nothing. But if you go back, we got a lot of data filled in this week right across the board through here. So here's what we got. We have the Federal Reserve sticking to their guns at 4.25 to 4.5 on the federal funds rate. Okay, you got PCE, it ticked up. Went from 2.6 from 2.6 it was, I forget what it was, but 2.4 I think it was. So it went from 2.4 to 2.6. Okay, this is where I was meaning. If we were at 2.4 right through there, I'm saying we're going to 2.7. That could be our cap. Okay, I'm even say 2.6 at this point. But the unemployment rate went up to 4.2, and now this is where they're saying, okay, but historically, folks, we're still not in a bad range. And then we had GDP coming in, and it was a positive 3, which surprised the markets as well, because the last reading we had was a negative 0.5. So huge production in the GDP. Unemployment, yep, it did tick up 0.1. And then we did have inflation tick up 0.2. Overall, because of all the uncertainties in the market, I would look at this, and I'm looking at this data, I'm saying that I'll take that as a win with the markets. Now, the data going forward, that's what we really have to pay attention to. So what's coming in? Well, next week there's nothing. So now it's going to be, what do we need to focus in on if there's no real economic news coming out? We're going to have to focus in on the headlines. What are the headlines going to be? Well, we have to really focus in on what's going to go on with tariffs. That'll be the news throughout the weekend as they're making settlements, because we already have the jobs numbers for right now. We have the inflation rates for right now. Now, it's all the other data that's going to start feeding in, which is, you know, tariff news. And then we're going to start watching, and like I've been doing lately, we're starting to watch the equities markets to see how companies are doing, because as companies start to deteriorate, or if they start to deteriorate, they're going to have more and more layoffs. But again, this layoff, that they're, once they do the research, is it a lot of government moving jobs or government let-go jobs on top of, you know, other companies that we know, like Meta and stuff like that? They had, you know, they didn't lay off 100, they left off 1,000 or two. So it does add up, and the numbers, you know, some of the numbers just need to be updated. We'll say it at that. But this is the data that we need to focus in on as of the next few days, especially long-term, folks. If this can all wash out, the jobs market, I don't think the jobs market is falling off a cliff. Is the jobs market going to get tough right now? Yeah, a lot of companies, you know, I'd even see here at the bank, oh, we're reluctant to hire. We don't know if rates go to 6, it'll be busier than we probably were 2-3 years ago. That's how much pent-up demand there is. If rates go back up to 7 or 8, we don't need to hire. So everybody is kind of on the fence. What do you do? And think of major corporations doing the same thing as well. So I think there's a lot of hesitancy right now. But once we get clarity on things, and corporations, think if you own a business, you know, it's hard to do the mortgage business right now because every day you have fluctuations like this. So it's really difficult to time things, and you don't know, you know, how a tweet or maybe just, you know, one report that comes out can really, really majorly change the markets. But let's go on a good note, folks. Well, here, no, first thing I want to do is let you know the Federal Reserve, if you go to the Fed Watch tool, and we've been watching this for years, and the mainstream media picked up on it about a year or two ago, but if you go down through here, it'll tell you basically what they're projecting the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next few meetings. Okay, so here's the interesting thing. We had Wednesday, when the Federal Reserve came out, all of a sudden, this went right through here. This is where we are right now, 4.25 to 4.5. There was like a 60 or 70% chance they were going to cut going into the, well, in the last meeting, but they were going to cut this September meeting. So this was then went down to like 54%, and then even went, I think, below that just 2 days ago. Now it's at 80%. What does that mean? Well, the markets are saying at this point the Federal Reserve has no choice but to cut rates. They're coming back now saying, okay, you got the jobs lack of creation now. There's no other excuse you guys have. So that's now what the markets are looking at. Why the equity markets are way off their mark. You know, if you look at the economics behind things, you know, if you see rates coming down in the future, especially for corporations and things like that, that only helps on your profit margins. So there's some other data that came in today, because it was weird. Just in the earlier part of the day, the stock market really took a dive deeper, and then you had bonds kind of take a big jump as well. So there's more data here than we can really find. So let me just go through one more time before we go through here. But if you guys have any questions, I'd love to answer anything you have out there. But yeah, thanks again, Joe, for being with us here today. Those rates fall. Here, let's see what we got here. I can't see some of these things. My apologies, folks. Let those rates, I am with you. We just need a little reprieve. There's so many people. The tough thing is there's so many people at like 7.5-8% rates. And if you look at that, but even at today's rates, sometimes if your loan isn't big enough, it might not really save you a lot of money. Now, it saves you a lot of money over the long term. Short term, it's kind of hard to justify sometimes. But where you might be surprised at a lot of people is when you do go to look to refinance, A lot of people think, you know, or delay on the refinances because they're always thinking, well, those closing costs are just going to be crazy, like when I bought my house. But I just did a live event last week where I showed people the closing costs of if you're purchasing a house versus, you know, refinancing. And I did a live thing, and I showed a home in Chicago. And the closing fees for the title on that property were $12,000. On the purchase. If you refinanced, it was $996. So that might help a lot of you guys out there when it comes to that, you know, does it make sense or does it not make sense? Worth the tell. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, Joe and I had a good conversations with him and his lovely wife, and they just, you know, I'm just here to answer questions, folks. And this is basically what we do on a consultation call as well. I go over the numbers, tell you what I can or can't do. And then we just take it from there. So there's no hard sell. I don't want to put you in a bad position. I'll just say, here's what I can or can't do. If we can be of some help, you know, let me know. I'd love to help. And leave it at that. Let's see what we got here. I'm just going to go through. Chicago, if you need to refinance, give Dan Frio a call. Chicago, I apologize. Alan is going to call you back. I promise. It's been a crazy day today, and I know I said I'd call you back yesterday right after the event, but thanks for your patience. But Alan has all the details on you, and I hate stepping in and kind of sometimes there's too many cooks in the kitchen. But thank you so much for joining us today. Let's keep going through. I don't have a moderator, folks, so please no harsh language. Should we lock at the moment or wait 30-day closing? I would, if you're working with us, I would wait. Okay. In Chicago, if you miss the rate drop, if you're locked in and the rates drops big enough, we can move you. Okay. So don't worry about that. We got plenty of time. Everything just started, so we have no problems taking advantage of this huge move down. But don't worry. That's what we're here for. If you're locking in 30 days, here's what I would suggest. Here's what we do. Let me just show you the services we have. Okay. And I do have to show you one other thing. Here's what I'll ask you guys to do. If you're looking to refinance, if you own a home right now, do me a favor. Go into our website. It's therateupdate.com. Right through here, it says refinance. It says refinance right through here. I know it should probably say something else, but you're not. This is going to actually do this. If you click it, what I want you to do is put in your mortgage information and just say, you know, let me know what you're looking for. So you're going to go down through here and say, Dan, I have a conventional loan. The rate is 7.625. I owe $450,000. You know, here's my credit score. What can you do? And I'd love to see when the numbers hit 6.5, what that does for me. What I'll do is it goes into my system. I'm the one that reviews these things. And if I see your rate hitting right where you need it to be, I'm going to give you probably a text or an email saying, hey, you know, you were looking at rates at 6.5%. I'd love to go over the numbers with you if you're up to it. And then we just go over the numbers. If it makes sense, like I did with Joe, we do it. If it doesn't make sense, I'm here for you. If rates keep dropping, I'll keep you on my track and give me a call back, or I'll call you when they might drop a little bit. I'm not that person that's going to call you every day, you know, pounding you on it. You know where to find me, folks, and we got enough business. I'm not going to track you down. I want you to work with me as much as I want to work with you. So that's that part of it. Locking in 30 days or not, wait. Okay, so here's what I'd suggest you do. Go out and get that lender, the lender you're working with or whomever else you're working with. Tell them you want their best shot forward. What's the best you can do for me right now, all right? Then what I need you to do, go back to our website, therateupdate.com. Or email me directly, and I'm at dan@therateupdate.com, and all the information is down below. You're going to go in here, and you're going to click right through here. It says Loan Estimate Review. Okay, for anybody out there, if you're buying a house, click it. Here's what I want you to do, and make sure that lender that you spoke with says that's the best they can do, because you say, I'm going to shop it around. I got one other place to view this, and if they beat you, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go with them. So make sure you got their best foot forward. Then upload it in here. I'm going to scan or compare. That's our new thing. I don't want to shop. I don't like the word shop. I'm going to compare your rate and what you're getting, the offer that you're getting with our bank and 33 other lenders. And why? Well, because if we can beat their fees and their rates, why would you not move over to us? And I have 33 lenders we work with. That's why my slogan here is one application, one credit pool. we're going to compare your loan up to 30 different lenders, and that's what we do. So, folks, if you have, I don't know if there's any. Let's see what we got. I missed the drop. No, you didn't, Chicago. You are all good. And let's see what we got. It might just be a thumbs up. Chris Thompson, thank you so much for joining us today. If you guys would, let me know where you guys are coming from. Oh, just Chicago, Mississippi, Alaska. I'd love to see if we have people, anybody here from New York, New Jersey, kind of that area, all the way to California. What I'm trying to do is find a good time where I can, you know, help the most amount of people with all this. But that looks like it might be it for today. So, folks, really, there's no economic news. To recap this, and this will be my closing bell for the day, there is no economic news, really, that should sway the markets next week. The thing to focus in on is just this. Watch the tariffs. As the tariff moves, stuff moves, all you need to do before I come out, let's say if you want to figure out where mortgage rates are going, you know, you haven't had time or I haven't posted a video yet, just go to the bond market. You're going to go right up through here to the bond market. Look at the 10-year treasury. Where'd it go? 10-year treasury. If that's down, well, then mortgage rates are most likely down. You see the correlation here? Here's the kind of cool thing. It's down 0.138, pretty darn close to 0.12 something. So there's starting to be a better correlation with the 10-year and the mortgage-backed security bonds. So that's pretty interesting as well. So if you're wondering where rates are going in direction, I haven't posted a video, please check out the 10-year treasury. It has a pretty darn good correlation to where mortgage rates are going right now. So that's what I would suggest you guys do if you're out there mortgage rate shopping or comparing. I'm going to say it that way. But right now, I'm not looking this gift horse in the mouth. I am going to look this gift horse in the mouth because this is a major move in one day, folks. So all we need is some tweet to come back saying, well, tariffs are resolved. Rates will go right back to where they are. Or that's probably the news that you might get. Or you're not going to have a revision in the jobs numbers for another 30 days. So that's going to be kind of the hairy issue. So that will be on the forefront. But we'll focus in on, you know, initial jobless claims and things like that on a weekly basis. But the official report won't come out for another 30 days. So that's the report for today's, folks. I'm looking at this as it could be a blip in the radar. So if you're looking to do something right now, I'd suggest jumping in and at least putting your application in and looking at the numbers to see if it helps you. So that's the report for today. I'll be back first thing Monday with the opening bell to let you know how all this stuff works its way through the system once again next week. But I want to thank you guys for joining me today. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend and happy birthday, Pat.